Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more, or plan to join us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. Now, worship is about to begin. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, everyone. This is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my joy to welcome you to worship this morning, Sunday, July 12, 2020. We hope that wherever you are, the Holy Spirit touches and transforms your life through something that's said or sung this morning. As we gather together for worship, we wanted to let you know that in 2 weeks, this lawn behind me, we hope, will be filled with lawn chairs spaced 6 feet apart to make sure everybody feels comfortable and safe. We hope that it's filled with tailgating tents to provide shade, and we're looking forward to worshiping with you in person for the first time in several months. We can't wait to be back together, but we want to make sure that everybody's safe. Everybody who participates in the service will be encouraged to wear masks. I also wanted to take a moment to invite you to just take a moment, whether you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or on our website, to share this live stream worship with other folks that you might know. You can either take the link in the URL and email it to a friend, or you can just hit share on Facebook or YouTube to let folks know that you're worshiping with us this morning. And we hope that by that small action, that somebody out in our community or out in the world would be able to experience God's grace with us this morning. We hope that this worship service touches and in some miraculous way transforms your life, and we can't wait to be together on the 26th. Amen.
Please join with me in the opening prayer. Holy God, as we worship you this morning, we invite your Holy Spirit to help us come to know you more. We hope that you will challenge us to grow and stretch in our spiritual journey. We know that you have called us all by name, and we are yours. Thank you, God, for your fierce love for us. We thank you for your grace and forgiveness, and we trust that you are doing great things here in Brighton. Help us to know you, love you, and serve you. Amen.
Good morning. Today, our Young People's Worship Arts group presents Esther Ordinary Faith, a musical written by Faith Hill. Directing a musical during a pandemic was a new challenge for me, and after 2 months of Zoom rehearsals, countless instructional videos, and a week of outdoor in-person rehearsals, we were finally ready to perform and video record on June 13th. Since full-on singing is not safe at this time, you'll see the live performance with recordings of each actor's singing added in. We'll not be listing the names of the actors on Facebook and YouTube for privacy reasons, but if you would like to share your thoughts with them, please email or send your cards to the church. You can email me at susan@brightonfumc.org. And I will be sure and pass that on to them. They would love to hear from you. I would like to thank John Phillips, who's our tech guru, and without whom none of this would be possible. His faithful service and commitment to our church community knows no bounds. I would also like to thank Gene Smith for his tech expertise during the recording. I know you will be inspired by Esther Ordinary Faith.
And so, the king loved Esther above all the women, so he made her queen and proclaimed a holiday in Susa and throughout all Persia.
Hurry, everybody! The king and queen have almost reached the palace!
Hey, why don't you join the celebration? It's really not a holiday for me, because a scribe has to record everything that happens. But that means anything you need to know is right here in the royal record. So come on in! Your Highness.
May I thank everyone for their love and good wishes.
All right, let's party!
That is Xerxes. The king lives in the fast lane. You know, go, go, go! And when it comes to advice, he goes to his first new advisor, Haman.
Your Majesty.
Haman, my man!
Xerox, I hope you're reporting that Haman has far too much influence over the king.
Yes, Your Highness. You must know that I'm your biggest fan.
Look how everyone bows to him, everyone except my cousin Mordecai.
Yes, Your Highness.
Well, I guess I'll see you around the palace.
No wonder everyone in Susa loves her. Such a beautiful girl.
And you can quote us on that.
Which one of the scribes are you?
Xerox, and you are?
I'm Susan.
And so is she.
Call me Susie, and this is Sue.
Sue?
That's right, and this is Sue Lee, Sue Mae, and Suki.
Yes, since we're from here in the city of Susa, we call ourselves
the Susans!
And we're so proud of our own Esther becoming queen.
Your Esther?
Oh, yes. She's Jewish, just like us. But Mordecai, well, here he comes now. Mordecai told her to keep it a secret when she went to the palace.
You see, some Persians think they're better than us.
Some even hate us.
And nobody hates God's children more than Haman.
Now, through faith, anyone can become God's child.
Mordecai, this is Xerox. She's a scribe and she's writing all about Esther.
And about us.
I see.
And you call yourselves God's children?
Yes, we even have our own book. But it's not a record of what we say or do, but a record of what God has said and done for us.
From the beginning of creation to his promise of a Messiah to save us.
Till then, we'll live by God's love, laws, and love him with all our heart. Our book says, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Like a hen can pick her chicks, God can always buy his children.
Spirit in me, God's guide, God's girl, God's.
Queen Esther was God's child, he'd hate her too?
Oh yes, Esther wants the king's heart.
But Haman has the king's ear.
Xerxes will do anything Haman says.
Look, Haman's entering the palace. You better run.
You better, Beth.
I'm not so sure about that now.
Guard, state your name and purpose for entering the palace.
I am Haman.
Well, according to the official revised, unabridged royal rulebook, anyone who approaches the king in his court without being invited will be put to death.
Security reasons.
You understand.
And do you think these rules apply to me? Surely you jest.
Do I look like a court jester to you?
And my name is not Shirley!
Hey man, is that you, bro?
Yes, Your Highness. May I?
You forgot the magic words.
Pardon me, if it pleases the king. May I enter?
Okay. And you come too.
Yes, sir.
So, Amon. What brought you here, bro? Bow down and tell me all your problems.
Yes, Your Highness. Persia is up to its neck in people who aren't Persians. Men like Mordecai the Jew, who don't look like us, don't dress like us, and won't bow down to me. Won't bow down to the king.
Yeah, don't say.
I do say. So may I?
You forgot the magic words.
If it pleases the king, may I heal them?
Okay, did you get all that Xerox?
Yes, sir, but how soon can this take place?
Have you casted a lot?
No, I've had very little time for fishing, sir.
No, bro, I mean cast a lot. You know, the purr, toss the dice to find the right time for this.
Doomsday.
Well, okay. Little Xerxes give you a little Xerculean advice. Everybody's got a future, but you gotta know what the future holds.
Some see through future in the stars, but don't call us like
tells you and send messengers to post the decree.
Good. Then read in a week, Mordecai. Oh God, I know every decision is from your hands, but I beg you not forsake your children.
Mordecai, what's wrong?
Haman has written this decree ordering that all the Jewish people are to be killed on the 13th of Adar.
Oh no!
Oh, Xerox, have you heard the terrible news?
Heard it. I had to write it.
Can Queen Esther help us?
Only if she reveals her identity, but then she'd be killed with the rest of us.
Oh, Mordecai, what are we going to do?
Our book says the king's heart is like channels of water in the hands of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes.
Susan, take this decree lead to Esther and ask her to beg the king's mercy for God's children.
But the law says that anyone who approaches the king can be put to, without an invitation, can be put to death, even Queen Esther.
Then make sure she reads this note from her cousin Mordecai.
Xerox, follow me. God be with you.
What? Oh, yes.
State your name and purpose around here, y'all. Oh, sorry, Xerox. I didn't see a press pass there. Who's your little lady friend?
She's just a Susan with a delivery for the queen.
Is it a present?
Something like that.
Then you may present your present to the queen. I made that up myself.
You surely are clever.
Now go see the queen. And my name's not Shirley.
Susan, what will you tell the queen?
I'll tell her what she once told me.
Thank you.
pray for you, Queen Esther.
Yes, ask everyone to fast.
To fast?
For 3 days, no food, no drink, just prayer. And on the third day, I will stand before the king. Until then, we will pray that God will turn the king's heart in our favor. Will you pray for me, Xerox?
Well, I've never thought much about praying, much less about God, but I like you, Queen Esther. So for your sake, I'll pray.
Thank you. Now both of you go, quickly.
And so, God's children fast, and on the third day, Esther was to approach the king, as noted by...
Xerox, when you enter the court, can you get a message to Esther?
Of course, Mordecai, what is it?
Write this down. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6.
What's that?
It's a promise from our book.
When you're worried, remember these words. When you're afraid, don't forget them. When you're stressed, you will be blessed if you stay your faith like this.
God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. My God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. My God is in control. God is in control.
The verse says, be strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you and will not let you down. I'd say that's a good word for such a time as this.
Sorry, Queen Esther, you know I can't let you enter the palace without the king's permission.
If it pleases the king, may I enter the court?
Esther, how dare you!
Wait till Lorne to come and see me!
So, what's up? What you need, babe?
If it pleases the king, would you and Haman come to a... Wait, yeah. Would you and Haman come to a banquet I have prepared?
Yo, Haman!
Dinner and a movie with the queen.
But isn't he the enemy?
Queen Esther, I'd be honored to attend your banquet. But you must know, I'm a vegetarian and somewhat lactose intolerant.
Of course.
All right, let's party!
Mordecai, it's Xerox running back from the palace.
Is Queen Esther still alive?
Yes.
Did the king ask for her request?
Yes.
Did she ask for him to spare us?
No.
No?
Queen Esther asked the king to join a banquet, and when the king asked for her request, she just asked him to join her again tomorrow.
She's wasting time, Mordecai. We need her back now.
The 13th of Adar will be here before we know it.
She should be pleading, not eating.
Yeah, what's she waiting for?
For God. He might want her to wait until the 11th hour of the 12th day of that 13th month.
What do you mean, Mordecai? 11, 12, 13?
My children, God is not on our timetable, or Haman's, or anyone else's. God is not in a hurry, because God is God.
Does something for the king, what should the king do for them?
Well, you could give that someone a royal robe, size medium, put them on one of your horses, the spotty one, and lead him through the city yelling, "Look what's done for the man who pleases the king."
I like it. So go get all that stuff and do it for Mordecai the Jew.
But I thought you were talking about...
And Xerox, you make a record of it all. Oh, yes, and I need you to cover that banquet Esther is preparing tomorrow.
Yes, sir. But if it pleases the king, I...
The new magic words are good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite. And can you get rid of those? Good.
Is this too much or what? It's the middle of the night, and Mordecai's sound asleep, while Haman is building gallows and planning his death. But when Xerxes can't sleep, God reminds him of all the good deeds that Mordecai has done, and Haman ends up having to parade Mordecai throughout all the city of Susa. Did I just say God did all that? Well, for all that to happen, there has to be a God, and God has to work the night shift.
While you are sleeping, God's busy keeping his word to you. While you are snoozing, God is refusing to quit. While you are snoring, heaven is pouring its grace on your life. Every promise he's made, God will keep while you're awake or while you sleep. While you are napping, God is recapping his plans for you. While you are drooling, my God is ruling the world. While you are resting, angels are blessing the day that's ahead. Every promise he's made, God will keep while you're awake or while you sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. While you are sleeping, God's busy keeping his word to you. While you are snoozing, God is refusing to quit.
Was an especially nice touch.
Thank you, Haman. Esther, you are the Persian's cat meow. And make a note of that, Xerox.
Yes, sir.
So, what you need, babe? You know, half of the kingdom will be yours.
Yes, and if it pleases the king, will you spare my life and that of my people?
Your people? Say what?
The decree says that all God's children will be put to death on the 13th of Adar. Your Highness, I beg you to reconsider.
What? I didn't write this. Who did it? Who? Who?
It was Haman.
But I thought the queen was Persian. You know, one of us.
Guard!
Your Highness.
Take him away.
Okay. But I'm your right-hand man, man. You know, why don't we just kill Mordecai? He's the one I really want.
Where should I take him? To the Sahara Desert!
Didn't Haman just build some gallows meant for Mordecai the Jew?
No!
Yes, God is in control!
To us again, Zerox.
One more time.
I love this part.
Okay, okay. So, Mordecai was brought before the king, who was so impressed that he had adopted Esther that he made Mordecai his new royal advisor, and he let him write a new decree. On the 13th of Adar, all of God's people should defend themselves from anyone who tries to harm them.
That's us.
Now, add this to your book. God's children shall celebrate this day forevermore, and we shall call this holiday Purim, after the casting of lots are burned.
It will be a day to celebrate Esther's faith.
Yes, but this year there is more to celebrate than just Esther's faith.
You're right, cousin. We've all learned to trust God, but for one of us, it was for the very first time. How would you say it, Xerox?
Well, I've spent all my life copying down everyone else's words. I'm not sure I can explain what's happened.
Maybe I can help.
Whenever
record in everything that God has done. Don't you think we should add it in your book, Mordecai?
There's no doubt that Esther's face should be noted right up there with the other heroes of the faith.
Oh, Cousin Mordecai, it wasn't me. It was God who was with me.
Well, for now, I've got the whole scoop on everything Esther and God has done.
Little girl, I looked forward to coming to worship on Sunday mornings, and my brother and I, as we would walk into church, we would be carrying our offering envelopes. Inside, there would be a few quarters or some dollar bills that we had saved up to share during our offering time. The plate would be passed, and my brother and I would place our offering envelopes inside, knowing that we were being a part of celebrating giving, knowing that we were being a part of the mission and the ministry of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So this morning, as we come to our time of offering, I would invite you to give joyfully, to give cheerfully, and to know that you too are a part of the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ as we seek to transform the world, as we seek to put our love into action. So whether you give this day by mailing in your offering envelope to the church, or maybe you give this day by visiting our church website, which is www.brightonfumc.org. As you visit our giving page on our church website, there you're going to find an opportunity to give through PayPal. You can also download a mobile app if you'd like to give in that way, and there's also some instructions about texting to give. All of these opportunities we hope are convenient and ways that are most appropriate for you to give, whether it's mailing in or giving online. So as we come to celebrate our giving this day, may we give joyfully and cheerfully, knowing that we are a part of the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
Friends, will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for our time together this morning. the opportunity to worship you throughout the blessing of technology. We ask your blessing on us as we gather all across the Brighton and Whitmore Lake areas. We pray that your Holy Spirit would come, meet us, and transform our lives. Help us to make disciples of Jesus Christ to transform our community and the world. Transform us, O God. Make us to be better followers of you. We believe, God, that in these times, the world could use faithful disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, more now, perhaps, than ever. And so as we gather here, God, we pray for all of the folks across the world who are struggling to have access to clean and safe drinking water, who are struggling to find access to food. We know that there are folks whose economies have been decimated, not only internationally, but also right here in our hometown. We pray for people who are struggling with job loss or underemployment, who are wondering where their next check is going to come from. We pray, God, for people who are suffering in hospitals all across the country and all around the world. We pray for the fortitude and strength of medical providers, and we ask your blessing on us gathered here. We pray that we might be a small beacon of hope for the world, that in our faithfulness, that in our giving, we might be a part of the good news that this world so desperately needs. Use us. In Christ's name we pray. As we continue to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen.
As we leave this time of worship, may the love of God be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ surround you. May the power of the Holy Spirit empower you, that you might go forth serving in mission and ministry, transforming the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in peace this day.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited to take part in this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of our community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to visit us in person at one of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship.